Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and Boker Tov, good morning. We have a lot of new people on the call. When I came on this morning, and the time when I normally come on, usually when we come on and when I come on, we have 200 or so. This morning we had 600 already. So a lot of you are new, and as a courtesy, we've been on this call a long time, and in the beginning when we didn't have very many participants, as many as now, we've always had quite a few, we could hear each other so plainly where they came from, and we got to know our voices, and it's just a wonderful camaraderie. And so for those of you who are new, what we do now, since we have so many on the call, and after 2,000, if you cannot get on, you can go to the website, and there you can hear, but you can't participate with your voice, which you can hear perfectly well. So we have thousands up on the phone call now, and we're glad. But if you're on the line with us and hearing us, what we do as a courtesy to each other is mute our phones after we announce where we're from. So we thank you for that. Well, we've just had a wonderful, wonderful time of all of us gathering together and praying. We had such an anointing and such a presence in the calls at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. And I want to thank every one of you who came and every one of you who joined online. We had an average of about 24,000 online participating, either with online, webpage, YouTube, or Facebook. And even we were recognized, the mayor, assistant mayor of Jerusalem, and another, the head of Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, mentioned us on their daily reports. And I know that our prayers were effective and are effective as we still pray. I don't have to fill you in on what's happening. You're all aware of it. But the Wednesday night Autumn Assembly of Prayer was so, the call, the Lord was so specific. I recommend you go back and get that on archives and hear how specifically He spoke of what is going on there. The night service began with His statement, "All in my hands today, my brothers and my sisters, my love to you all," underlined, just like Samuel. And then He gave us 1 Samuel 7:13. "So the Philistines were subdued and did not again enter the territory of Israel. And the hand of Jehovah was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel." His next statement to us was, "You gather tonight to pray for my people of Israel." Oh my, and we did, and He blessed it. And He worked. We've been in contact with people in Israel. Today, President Biden has gone to Israel, and I was invited by Rabbi, Israel 365, to sign a letter that will be published in the Jerusalem Post today, an open letter to President Biden, thanking him for the support he's given, but asking him to do more and not pressure Israel to stop the move against the Hamas. So, praise the Lord, God is at work. And Iran doesn't determine what happens with Israel. The Word of God is clear what happens with Israel. It's clear what happens with Persia. So here we are. At the beginning of the year, I saw that judgment is coming. And God's going to show Himself big. I think it's on YouTube, what I shared at the minister's conference with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Oh, my folks, how we do lift up. how we do lift up the people of God, and in the name above every name, the plans of God. Stop the strategies of the enemy. The Lord said that's what this prayer force is about. But I saw that what he said he would do, he did it. You're ready. You are the prayer force he raised up. He said to me, as a nation raises up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force, and you're here, and you're prepared, and we are together, and he speaks to us and commands us. You can tell that this is Jesus talking to us. We are not the brothers and sisters of the Father. We're the brothers and sisters of Jesus. And so he begins with the statement, my brothers and sisters and my sisters, my love to you all. He loves us and we love him. And praise God, hallelujah. Brother Max, do you have anything you'd like to say?
You know, Miss Billy, you're just right on. God is moving, and he is moving mighty. Just like when Chip said, you know, we are to fast negativity. And we are to stand in prayer and strengthen our faith. I mean, we really are to fast all the evil dues. Fast it all. We can. We can do it. Hold on to your words. Speak life in every aspect, every arena. I'm just so overwhelmed. God is so good. The meetings were just great, and I would really hope everybody will go back and watch all of them, all the words, all the messages. God worked mighty, mighty, mighty this year.
You know, I recommended.
Go ahead.
I recommended to someone that they start with Thursday night, and there you're going to hear Max's story and the people involved, because he was surprised that his pastors, when he came to the Lord out of Islam, his pastors were at the Branson meeting, and they surprised him that night. And I happened to be blessed to be standing on the platform when they embraced Max and Brother Keller. It was powerful. So then the Lord showed me what to do the next night. So Thursday night, we showed the story, the supernatural story. Then go back and watch from the beginning Wednesday night when the Lord spoke to us with the words. And then I think that's a good order to go in. But, yes, the prayer meetings, especially that Friday morning prayer meeting, you just couldn't imagine the presence of God. Oh, Father, we just praise you. And we know that you're on this call as well. And your presence is here for your people, Israel, for the innocent people of any place. Dear God, we just thank you, praise you. Oh, Father, hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name. Praise your name. Oh, Barasone, Father, we lift up. Oh, Makalanda, we lift up your people. Ishonda, halalaila, 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 kambra kohola kohodi, yana kohodi, yodoro kohobrakye. Ishana mahalaki toho, palita, yana kobri kafra kalakan, yana kobra kabatya. Mashkitora, mashkitora, mashkitora. Prasunda la mahalifito, yana kohola kabaki. Oh, Father. Shapra tisha dolu babata shantina nonyini kwamara batishko. Shantina hole patatia na gole kamila tonyini kola kabaitaria na nanyini kola kobraktainya. Ishena na kola kai. Prasidi vrihitoshkati prakala kon brakala kaya nikola kobra batachi.
Oh, Papa Lita Sondale Marabandanya Nikohula Kaya Nakohula Kola Kaya Nakohula Kabindanya Nanyana Nanyana Nikola Kabaladanya Nikochate. Oh, Bravrishko, Bravrishko, Bandya Nakohula Kibriyato Nakobra Katanya Nikola Kobrita. Isha no no no, oh shit, de kohola capra, de kohola kito. Kilibre toa, lebre donye, ne kolo ko capre. Pisha non ya, bilato. La bolchi di brava soldi dei maci da cagne ne con la cabricata. Oh, brafratisca, brafatisca, 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 brafatisca. Maci non ne ne con la topra di brata da scende ne cobra. Pesco tohu shabra, pesche tohu braca, mangala disca da bracata a città da cotosca. Oh, balahalaila halakang dile gotoshka tapri katoshka tapri katalya. Papi tanya ni kohono kaprikala kaprikanyo no no pri pridashko. Oh, da baradishko. Gali vandiyoro no lebel ya mango lo kohobre kaprakala kanyo ne kohono kobrati vrishyando lo kobrakye. Imanakahi nakahala kaya nakahala kapa kata tanya ni kotoshka. Prishka de abrasinde gohola tete ni kahala kaya nananya ni kahala ta. Tebele kohola kapa kata kohola kapa. Ibele twa sonya na kohola kebe. Kabe ikata na kohoprede ni kohoja ni kohoche tapa asiko pakalahila. Bambora Maya, Bravidoshka, Gangli Hishqua. Iswatora. Iswatora Veya, Mangolo Gobrati, Vejunda, Akoladinya. Marodeshke di Vra. Bongala Gaiga, Onyeniva, Obilita. Sombra, sombra, sombra. Papi le denye no kora, papi le denye fia, anga le disko, gambelita. Poho nyana, grabi dalia tora, pangola doski divai, anga le gaya nyana na no, regala ko gaya na kohola kabaya, ora makino nangi. Abila dora, abila devrashkor, Mangolo ho, mangala ki, mangala to. Magidanda. Magidanda. Grodivra kayano. Oh, shaya na kohola kaya. Kobre ki frato shatanya ni kwa ele bidanyo no kopi latai. Prashki danyo rapati totoka. Megola dino no coro pacai. Kivela doschi di brando na vi, bacolo gombrica frete di cai. Maschi da bracconi, nica la palatina no complicatai. Che bella età. Kirele hika prati anjo de kuhula kai. Maka loko nobri ka faka. O si balatunya de kopa kiche de gochan de kopa pirironyo no kohola kama kala kine no kohola kai. Babito alibai. Mako. No, it's a baby. I frasco. Capitoniero no magi dalla cola comprendiva. Oh, palatino, no coro, palatino, no comprendere. Shagno no cojola pindagno, no cojola capindagno, no cojola caparacaya, no colo con dele bebentonia, na caia, na canta, canta, canta. Es que todo se entere cojo se asacta, que cojo se entra. Capita, ani ne vecio mangi la tesha. Gabidatora, ma cali Antonio, ne con la cafrati non ho nome, cali cabaradisco donne. Oh no, abidagnoto, aghilangiono, nambi, daia no cocolaila. Cetata maiataia? Askitania na kohulapi toto kohoshai, kibela donye ne kohulaila. Ibili tua shantoro patia doki. Ala ti tohula kapati. Kavila donye ne kai. Risquanya. Oh, papalita, pepelita, prako, makaya, nonje ne vacho na kopre, kareko njene ko tapre, iša na hošta. Premena taha, makola kopre, te neka alajna. Paški njene no koholajna, kapre, kata njene kole kemrata. Oh, Father. Rescovre te nene coco la pito no coprai nene caprai. Ecco le dici sciatto no coco sciatto no coco sciatto. Ma coco coprai prata sciande. I sciatto no coco le mele per tua nene coco la coprai nene papà squa. I sciatto francisco no coprai camera nene no cora capri cala cagna nene coco la coprai. Anya no kohai. Bili tua paha, anya ne kora balakai, ni kola koprake. Ishka tapre kata hole peti. Oh, la citala. Abitaliando lo cuore a te, fricatasca. Livers, tidecaia, nacumba. Isua, no. Pelicaca. Congalatata abiladora abiladora lo la pita lo cambaracaia tatoko oce isaladoria naka cambrico tece cambicala kahalakaia naka halakaia naka halakaia Debra Tashka Tamche, Ekalakaya Nakalakaya. Fluffle Deshke Tamche, Gavila Debre Noka. Isato, Isato, Isato. Pupu Baratinje Nikola. Gavila Tishko Tonje, Abile Tetje. Abila tete fraganya ne kohola kai, abila dora bashete, ubra brande kaya, no le vele paia, no le vele paia, de gala, doji, nika, laila, lori, andash, kida pra. Mashki de prete dashka. Egele bratasha, un turgo doho shaktati ata kohole ke baba. Oh, ilatai. Paki da leo no koa te shato to koho apito. Agera chashka tara bai kaka kaka. Edi bretwe, masho te breti flakoro, kakaya ni kalakonye, ijada ledushko dua brapai, mangolo kobri kai, andeli vishko, andoreti, negelai, lelodi dai. Roshki danyo, roshki pebro, roshki denyo, no kolai, abilato, abilato. Praki vanyo, no kolai. Abilata hashata. Gavinira no hukala toshki te, chutakata hashata. Alibatota tiko ulo chinti. Moshki da braka halala. Ako naka papatina naka ulo kabla. Eli breti hishango naka ulo kaka. Ale vele tome naka ulo kabla. Kivra dihijota de kohla kaila kapra katonche de kodohu shakte de kohla kavra. Obra tishka donye ni kohla kala pinyo no kohla kapi. Ibala dusha toro kodohu shakti pra kapra kalaila. Isha tala kohle magala tishka donche de kodohu shakti. Kabila toho shirke ne koho lakata da ko prete vendanya. Oh, sabritato. Mashki danya, ma vrete ne pevro tushka dobre kafranjano. Ole vele pečanjano koho šate mre šandero ko prevratače. Pashki nevnyo kobre kaha laila para debra matua shanare nobri kala kadabra pushki. Pashki nebra ha laila pafra djeno no gabe jala kobre kama lantashki denye ni kora. Oh, shata la maya makufa matishke danye ni kola kaprita. Kehi Natashka. Praise your name. 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 Praise your name, Lord. Praise you. 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 Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Reveal yourself, Lord. Reveal yourself to mankind. Oh, God, we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Thank Brother you, Max. Jesus. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, praise your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Started with, do you see it now? Do you see it now? Do you see it now? I told you, church, Israel, my war is here. I told you, church, Israel, my war is here. Wow. Do you see it now? First line, second line. I told you, church, Israel, my war is here. Next line. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8. 1 Corinthians 14, 8. Psalm 24, 8 and 9. Psalm 24, verses 8 and 9. Next line. Okay, well, it doesn't start like perfect English, but here's the line. Thank you, Jesus. You are to go out and face and you, church.
What was after? You are to go out and what?
Face. F-A-C-E.
Okay.
And you, church, to pray with my prophet and friend. To win this battle or battle. Okay, I'll read it again. You are to go out and face and you, church, to pray with my prophet and friend to win this battle or battle. Next line, this one is underlined. You bowed, B-O-W-E-D, you bowed your head in prayer. Underline it. You bowed your head in prayer. Next line, Second Chronicles 20, verses 17 and 18. 2 Chronicles 20, 17 and 18. I told you that I am your rock. I told you that I am your rock. This one is underlined too. Confession for them, not for you. Okay, I read it again. This is underlined. If I didn't say this, if I didn't tell you this yet, this whole line is underlined. Confession for them, not for you. Confession for them, not for you.
And that's
first time. First. Okay, I'll read it again just to make sure. You write it in English. Confession for them, not for you. Oh, I'm going to send you a picture of this for sure.
I'd love to see that, yes.
Next line. 1 Samuel 14, 20 through 23. 1 Samuel 14, 1-4, verses 20 through 23. Next line is underlined also. Well, this one underlined. I shall save Israel. I shall save Israel.
Did you say that was underlined?
Yes. I shall save Israel is underlined. And if people like wondering what's underlined mean, the Lord spoke to me earlier on this prayer call. That means it's emphasized to us.
Mm-hmm. And I asked Max, how do you know it's emphasized? And he said, when I write it, it's underlined.
I just put a line underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm writing, when I'm hearing the interpretation, the Lord just allow me to put a line underneath it. Just supernatural. But the Lord spoke to me earlier on, when he emphasized his word, he underlined it, and that's emphasized.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm, so after I shall save you, Israel, underlined.
Oh, is there a you in there? I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, there isn't you. No, there isn't.
Okay.
I shall save Israel. Okay. No, there isn't
okay.
a you.
Okay.
See, this is me looking below, and I have the envelope, but thank you for catching that. Next line is Psalm 144, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 144, verses 1 through 5. Next line. And take your position in this battle. And take your position in this battle. Next line. With me, Israel. So there's two different lines here. And take your position in this battle. The line below it is, with me, Israel. Or Israel, Israel. Next line. Deuteronomy 2, verse 24. I don't believe it's 9. It's 4. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Next line, I am your Jesus. I am your Jesus. Next line, this one is underlined also. To fight for you against your enemies. To fight for you against your enemies. Enemy is not enemy. There is an S in the end. And underline the whole line. To fight for you against your enemies. Well, we know it's not just one enemy. Praise the Lord. Next line. Deuteronomy, again here, Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 through 4. Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 through 4. I am with you in this fight against those, five nations. Okay, I'll read it again. I am with you in this fight against those five nations. He told us about the five nations before, again, a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sensing we really need to go back and point them out. I don't know. Quinn probably can pull them out. Praise the Lord. Okay. I am with you in this fight against those five nations. I am with you in this fight against those five nations. Isaiah 42:4-2, verse 13:1-3. Isaiah 42:13. Revelation 20, verse 8. Revelation 20, verse 8. I am with you in this war. I am with you. I am with you in this war. I am with you. Jeremiah 1:19. I know this one. Jeremiah 1:19. Next line. You are not to worry. You are to do my will and do it for good in prayer. Okay. I'll read it again. Sorry. You are not to worry. You are to do my will and do it for good in prayer. You are not to worry. You are to do my will and do it for good in prayer. 1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12. This line is underlined. Not to worry, I am with you. He's emphasizing that. Not to worry, I am with you. Not to worry, I am with you. Underline it. Next line. 2 Samuel 21:15. 2 Samuel 21:15. Next line. The book of Job, chapter 38, verse 23. Job 38:38, verse 23. do not listen to this king. That's a lie. Do not listen. LISTEN. Do not listen to this king.
KING?
Yeah. Do not listen to this king. Next line is underlined. You are to go to this battle. Oh, there's more to it. Do you understand? Sorry, I'll read it again. All underlined. You are to go to this battle. Do you understand? So the first line, do not listen to this king. The line below it emphasized, you are to go to this battle. Do you understand?
In the Bible, it says pray for kings and those in authority. So in Timothy,
I believe you're right.
Not to listen to the king that would tell him to restrain.
Yes, I believe you are right. I'm sensing that in my spirit too as well.
Now, how much of this is underlined?
All of it. You are to do, well, do not listen to this king is not underlined. The line below it is, no, but the line below it is underlined.
You are
to go to this battle, do you understand? Which it makes sense, emphasizing that, yeah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Oh, where's that line? All right. Okay. My envelope moves. You know, this is what happened.
Now, folks, I want to
say something. We have to get excited. Go ahead.
I want to say something here. We're praying all this. This is what we prayed. So when we prayed this, I believe God then was able to convey that.
Mm-hmm. We'll send it. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. How God even put us together. It's all... Praise the Lord.
Oh, I know.
Next line. 1 Chronicles 25, verse 8. I'm sorry, 2 Chronicles. What did I say first? I don't know if I said
first. You said 1 Chronicles. It's 2 Chronicles 25:8.
Correct. Ezekiel, that's why I thought it's Ezekiel 38:39, but it's not. So I kind of praise the Lord. Ezekiel 13, verse 5. So 2 Chronicles 25, verse 8. And the line below it is Ezekiel 13:1-3, verse 5. Next line is Jeremiah 6, verses 4 and 5. Next line. The trumpet for this battle. Yeah, the trumpets, T-R-U-M-P-E-T-S, the trumpets for this battle. Next line. And give your ear to me today, and not to be shattered. Okay, I'll read it again. And give your ear to me today, and not to be shattered. Shattered Edom land. I could spell it if you want me to. God, give me perfect spelling.
Shattered. Let me see if I've got this right. The trumpet for this battle. Now, is that word trumpets has an S on the end, or does it have an apostrophe S?
Has an S on the end.
Okay. the trumpets for this battle, and give your ear to me today, and not to be shattered.
Correct. First Peter 1, verses 13 and 14. First Peter 1, 13 and 14. First Corinthians 14 and 8. I don't know if we give this one before, that doesn't matter. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8. Next line. You have my strength in this battle. Now the day has come. You have my strength in this battle. Now the day has come. You have my strength in this battle. Now the day has come. Next line. Psalm 18, 39. Psalm 18, 39. Next line. One more time for you. This is the line. One more time for you. The line below it. You are so strong today as the day of Moses. Go in now. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. So the first line is one more time for you. Next line, a little longer. You are so strong today as the day of Moses. Go in now. Got it, Miss Billy?
Let me read it back to you.
Okay.
One more time for you. You are so strong today as the day of Moses. Go in now.
That is correct. Second Samuel 21:15.
What was that again?
Okay. Second Samuel 21:15.
Okay.
Because he gave us that already once. Okay, praise the Lord. 2 Samuel 21:15. Jeremiah 51:20. Jeremiah 51:20. Trust in me. There you have it. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just praise you for speaking to us and for using us. And Lord, I'm just ever so amazed that you have us ready. You have us ready.
Yes.
You have us connected to each other and you. And you have us as a company. We're not the only ones. We thank you for our part. Do you see it now? I told you, Church, Israel, my war is here.
Wow.
1 Corinthians 14:8. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? You see, the trumpets, which were the shofars, they had different sounds. Sometimes Christians who blow the shofar, just one sound. But there are different messages that came with the blowing of the trumpet, and that this is the war trumpet, as the Amplified brings out.
Mm.
So the war trumpet has sounded. Psalm 24, 8 and 9. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
Hallelujah.
You are to go out and face. And you, church, to pray with my prophet and friend to win this battle. And the next line is underlined, you bowed your head in prayer. 2 Chronicles 20, 17 and 18. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them.
Oh.
And the Lord will be with you. Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Wow. So specific.
Yes. Yeah, I was just gonna ask you. Can you just? I really want you, if you can explain this a little more for me personally. Maybe later. It's up to you.
I didn't. You're breaking up a little bit. What did you say?
Oh, I said, can you just break this verse just a little bit more? I really want to understand it.
Okay.
Please.
Now, what did he say to us? He said, you are to go out and face. And you, church, to pray with my prophet and friend to win this battle. And then underlined, you bowed your head in prayer. This is
right.
The time when Jehoshaphat goes into the battle, when all the nations have come against him. And the Lord prophesied through one of the men there what they should do. And so this is the prophecy, because there's so many nations come against them, big nations, strong nations with strong armies. So the Lord says to Jehoshaphat, this is what he says to him, you will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, and this is how the New American translates it. Tomorrow go out to face them. For the Lord is with you.
Okay.
Then Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, and worshiped the Lord. When I write that, I'm going to use the New American, because it uses the very words that God uses.
Okay.
Next line. I told you that I am your rock, And then underlined, confession for them, not for you, underlined. And then we have 1 Samuel 14, 20 through 23. Then Saul and all the people who were with him rallied and went into the battle. And behold, every Philistine's sword was against his fellow, and there was very great confusion. Now that shows you what the Lord often does. He has the enemies of Israel fighting against each other. Now the Hebrews who had been with the Philistines before that time and who had gone up with them into the camp, even they also turned to be with the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, when all the men of Israel who had hidden themselves in the hill country of Ephraim heard that the Philistines were fleeing, they too followed hard after them in the battle. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle passed between Bet Avon. All right, there were Hebrews who were living in Philistia, which is Gaza. And they turned to be with the Israelites. They left Gaza, they left Philistia, and joined Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel who had hidden themselves in the hill country of Ephraim. Now, Ephraim is what the world calls the West Bank. So the different tribes, the tribe of Ephraim, they too came down and joined Saul and Jonathan.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not confusion?
What did I say? It is confusion.
You said confession.
I'm sorry. Confusion.
Confusion. That makes more sense.
I'm sorry.
He's telling us that he's going to do the same thing that he did there. He's going to confuse them, and they're going to be fighting each other. Oh, wow.
Well, it is confusion, yeah. I apologize.
That's all right. Just let us know this didn't come from you. It came from God.
Praise the Lord.
Wow. So we can look for Israel's enemies to be fighting each other.
Oh, I have to see that now.
That's what this tells us. I shall save Israel, underlined. Psalm 144, 1 through 5. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers, my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my chesed and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you regard him, or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath, his days are like passing shadow. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Wow. In other words, God's going to be very involved in this. coming down with his very presence.
Wow.
And take your position in this battle with me, Israel. Deuteronomy 2:24. Rise up, set out on your journey, and go over the valley of Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to take possession and contend with him in battle. Now, to me, this means they have never really taken possession of Gaza.
Oh.
And he wants them to take possession of it. In all the years, even since the time of Joshua, they didn't really take this part of the land. God's telling them now, I think he's telling them, don't leave it so that some other Palestinians or somebody is in government there. You take it over. You be the government there. I am your Jesus, next line underlined, to fight for you against your enemies. Deuteronomy 20:1-4. When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when you draw near to the battle, the priest shall come forward and speak to the people and say unto them, Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. Notice that line is exactly the one he underlined. To fight for you against your enemies.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
I am with you in this fight against those five nations. Isaiah 42:13. The Lord goes out like a mighty man, like a man of war. He stirs up his zeal. He cries out. He shouts aloud. He shows himself mighty against his foes. Now, I knew that was the word. But there are four words for man in the Old Testament. And this one is Givor, which is champion. The Lord goes out, Jehovah goes out like a champion, like a man of war. He stirs up his zeal.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 20, verse 8. And will come out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for the war. The number of them is like the sand of the seashore. Now, this is particularly taken about when Satan will be released from the present prison. But Gog, remember, Gog is Satan. So God, the Lord is telling us here that it's Satan. I am with you in this war. I am with you. Jeremiah 1:19. course, that's easy to guess that it's Satan. But he makes it sure for us. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, declares Jehovah, to deliver you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You are not to worry. You are to do my will and do it for good in prayer. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold on the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. This is to tell us, I think, to the church, really, since 1 Timothy is written to the church, don't be worrying, don't be negative. Next line, not to worry, underlined. Yeah. I am with you, underlined. 2 Timothy 21:15.
Second Samuel.
Oh, excuse me. 2 Timothy 21. 2 Samuel 21:15. See, you're not the only one that does things wrong. That lets everybody know on this line. And it's not us, it's God. There was war again between the Philistines and Israel. And David went down together with his servants, and they fought against the Philistines. And David grew weary. Waxed faint. So not to do that. Job 38:23. God understands the way to it, and he knows its place. Oh, I got it wrong. Job 38:23.
Yes.
Oh. Which I have reserved for the time of distress and for the day of war and battle. You know what is ahead of that? Have you seen the storehouses of the hail? Which I have reserved for the time of distress, for the day of war and battle. It's going to be supernatural. Since he didn't give us the verse about the hail, I don't know that he'll use hail this time, but he definitely is going to be something supernatural. Do not listen to this king. Then the next is underlined. You are to go to this battle. Do you understand? 2 Chronicles 25:8. A minute here. But go, act, be strong for the battle. Why should you suppose that God will cast you down before the enemy? For God has power to help or to cast down. Ezekiel 13:5. You have not gone up into the breaches or built up a wall for the house of Israel that it might stand in the day of the Lord.
Okay. Yeah.
That I don't understand.
Read it again. Ezekiel 13:5.
It's Ezekiel 13:5. I'll read it in the Amplified. You have not gone up into the gaps or breaches, nor built up the wall for the house of Israel, that it might stand in the battle, in the day of the Lord. I don't understand it, but that's what I read.
Well,
we don't have to understand everything. Is it Ezekiel 13:5?
Yes.
Okay.
It is 13:5. And also, I want to go. Sorry, I'm going to go back to one word. One word that you've been reading. Or you read it, worry, and it's weary. W-E-A-R.
Oh, it's weary.
Yes.
Not to be weary.
Not to be weary, yes.
Okay, and then it said that David was was weary. That makes sense.
Yeah. Quinn brought it to my attention. She goes,
okay.
Is it weary? Yeah.
Okay, so that makes more sense. I'm going to go back then and read 2 Samuel.
Okay.
Okay. Don't be weary. I'm with you. Because here's what that says, 2 Samuel 21:15. There was war again between the Philistines and Israel. And David went down together with his servants, and they fought against the Philistines, and David grew weary. See, that makes sense. Now, that tells us David grew weary. But Job 38:23 says, don't be weary. I'm with you. I'm going to do this thing supernaturally. That's what Job 38:23 says.
Mm.
Now to the next line. Do not listen to this king. You are to go to this battle. Do you understand? You know what? I'm understanding Ezekiel 13:5. That
okay.
was what the false prophet said. So I believe he's saying that this king is a false prophet.
Huh.
Okay, let's go back and consider it in that light. Let's go back to 2 Chronicles 25:8 again.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, 25:8 says, but if you do, oh, go, do it, be strong for the battle, yet God will bring you down before the enemy, for God has power to help and to bring down. Maybe that's what this false prophet is saying. Better not go.
Yeah.
And then Ezekiel 13:5. This might be what that false prophet is saying. You have not gone up into the breaches, nor did you build the wall around the house of Israel to stand on the day of the Lord. And then Jeremiah 6:4-5.
Yeah. Well, he did say, do you understand? That he wants us really to get this.
I believe that's what the false prophet is saying. Because both of those say that Israel can't do it. But then here's Jeremiah 6:4-5. Prepare war against her. And let us attack at noon. Woe to us, for the day declines, for the shadows of the evening lengthen. Arise, and let us attack by night, and destroy her palaces.
I believe it started when do not listen to this king.
Yeah.
There's a lot of force today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do it. You're too little.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly what I think. I think those first two there are what the false prophet says. This is definitely talking about what false prophets say in Ezekiel 13:5. I think it's saying that this king is telling them you can't do it. But God is telling them in Jeremiah 6:4-5. To go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it. I know Brenda have something on this, but she probably not on the call. I mean, she's on the call, but not to it.
Yeah.
She got something from the Lord too. But see, this is for all of us to meditate and
right.
Not to get the answer like right away.
I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. I do too.
The false prophet's going to tell you you can't do it. You're going to fail. Your walls are not strong. But Jeremiah says it's getting late. And let's go ahead and attack by night and destroy it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The trumpets for this battle, and give your ear to me today, and not to be shattered.
First Peter 1.
And not to be shattered. Give your ear to me. Don't give it to the false prophets. Give it to me. That's exactly what he's saying.
Oh my goodness.
He's blown the war trumpet. Don't listen to that false prophet. You will not be shattered. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 1:13-14. Therefore, gird up your loins, the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. 1 Corinthians 14:8. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? There's that scripture again. The war trumpet.
Yeah.
This is the war trumpet. He gave it to us at the beginning.
Yeah.
And don't have a trumpet that's uncertain. Blow the war bugle. Blow the war trumpet. When they went out to war, they had to listen for the messages of the trumpets. It's the same in the Civil War in America. That's how they got the message, retreat or go forward. So what he's telling them is, don't listen to that false prophets. There's a trumpet, a war trumpet blowing right now. Don't listen to them. Give your ear to me.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. You have my strength in this battle. Now the day has come. Psalm 18:39. For you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. Hallelujah.
Good Lord.
One more time for you. You are so strong today as the day of Moses. Go in now. I think he's telling them over and over to do it. Don't listen to that false prophet. You're ready. The trumpet's sounding with a clear war cry. Do it. 2 Samuel 21:15. Aha, that's the same one again.
Yeah.
Now, when the Philistines were at war again with Israel, David went down and his servants with him, and they fought against the Philistines, and David became weary.
Huh.
So don't be weary. Do it.
Do it.
Jeremiah 51:20. He says, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Now here it is in the New American. You are my war club, my weapon of war, and with you I shatter nations, and with you I destroy kingdoms.
Oh, my goodness.
Trust in me.
Mm.
You see, we're praying this, and God's dealing with Netanyahu all the time. And at the war cabinet. Don't listen to this king that came over there today. He's a false prophet. The trumpet is blowing for the battle. You listen to me. You give me your ear. You're not to be shattered, which is what the false prophets would tell you. But with you, I'm going to shatter. Oh, to me, it's very clear now as I go back over it.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Very clear. Don't be weary. Don't be weary, Netanyahu. Hallelujah. Makes me look forward to the noon call. And the noon call, and then trust in me, he signed it. The noon call will be at noon, and it will be a call. Our people went down to Collinsville, and we took our equipment down there, and we had our 50th anniversary. Then they came right up here and did this meeting. For one thing, they need rest. And for another thing, just getting everything set up for us to have it out there today is challenging. So the best thing and easiest thing, and still we're with God and hearing from God, is for the noon call to be a noon call, and it will be just that. It will be at 12 noon Central Time. It will be right on the hour wherever you live. Anything else, Brother Max? As I go back over this, and Sunday night, or excuse me, Wednesday night, everything is so specific.
Yeah,
so you'll surely want to get that that Wednesday night call, especially.
Well, the prayer too, even in the prayer when we just
when Miss
Lynn was held back when she was praying, and she said, "I just can't get back to the States." When she was praying for Israel, I can't get
That's
back
Friday.
To the States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, Friday,
and
then
she
the
said,
Lord,
we got to the coast and the water line.
Yeah.
I can't leave the coast of Israel. And at that very time, Hamas was trying to make entry by sea.
Yeah.
And they were shooting and firing on those ones that were trying to enter by sea. It was so accurate. Oh, my goodness.
And drones.
And the drones, two big drones, shot down.
At the same time.
Three Max and others, we were right. We were in contact with what was going on in Israel, and that was what was being prayed from the platform and all the people. Oh, the people got right in there and prayed. Oh, my goodness. It was wonderful. And that's the same. We're still, didn't he say that to us today? He told us to stay right in there with our prayers.
Yeah.
You, church, are to pray with my prophet and friend to win this battle. So we have a part in it. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. We have a big part of it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know,
hallelujah.
I want to share one more thing. I just want to let everybody know that Hamas is getting weakening. They are getting very weakening. Now they are to the point of getting another group called Al-Qassam, Hezb Al-Qassam. And these people, I heard of them even growing up in Jordan and hearing about them. So now they've been funded to do what Hamas is failing to do. So it's, folks, it's happening.
Where do
it's
they
happening.
Come from? Where are these people?
Al-Qassam, the majority of them in Palestine area, in Gaza area, in different 1967 area. And some of them since 1948 also, like Arab, Israeli Arab, or Arab Israeli, if you want to call them. But their mindset is still, you know, satanic. You know, they will never.
Okay, so they're scattered about. They're from different countries all around in there, right?
No, they're not from different countries. They are Palestinians.
Okay.
They are Palestinians. They started way back when Yasser Arafat was in a place, and now even the, as they call him, the Palestinian leader, he's not even in Gaza or in any area of.
Okay, so they could be in the West Bank of Israel, for instance.
Yeah, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, and they are getting fed with money. This prayer call is very, very, very powerful. And the visit for the Americans, you know, there today, like you can't do it. You're too little. You just you don't have.
That's exactly what that meant. Every one of those scriptures, which were hard for me to understand at first.
Yeah.
Then I saw that's what the false prophet king who's over here telling you.
Yeah.
Don't give him your ear. Give me your ear.
Yeah. Don't be listening to these things. Don't be agreeing with them. They're coming with their jets and whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, we care for you. We just encourage you not to. And then the Lord said, noon and tonight. And when he said tonight or today, I'm just wondering, if the Lord is telling us really something is going to happen in the next 24 hours, I don't know. I'm just.
I believe they'll wait until after Biden leaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what time he's leaving. But I believe Israel will go in because it seems like the Lord is telling them to do that right here on this call. As we
and
pray.
You know, yeah. Yeah, and one of the things that my friend told me over in Jordan. He said he's coming over here. He believes he's coming over to Jordan. He said, I don't know if I will be able to shake his hand.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Biden's going to Jordan after this.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Your friend is very high up in the military. And
he's going to be there.
And he told Max, because he's very pro-Israel, Max's friend, as is Jordan, really. And remember I told you where I found that Moab comes, I think it was Jeremiah 48, the last verse. I'll look that up before we come back. But they come back in the camp for the Lord. Their captivity gets turned. And so I believe we're in that time now with Jordan. They've been aiming this way for a long time. But now I think they're just fully in there. I'm talking the government. I'm not talking the Palestinians. I'm talking the government of Jordan, the king, and the Hashemites, really. But so.
Oh, it looked like he's not going. He's not going there. They canceled this trip.
To Jordan?
Yeah. Somebody's listening.
But he is. But he is going to Israel, right?
I believe so, yes.
Israel.
Yeah.
Well, we signed. Rabbi called us, Rabbi Tuli Weiss, and called and asked if we would, through a friend of ours, Julie Cerrone asked if we would sign a letter, an open letter, that's being published in the Jerusalem Post today, asking Biden not to try to force Israel to back off. And so I was very honored that we were invited to sign it. There were a lot of rabbis signed it and other ministries, Christians and Jews. So, praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'll see you at noon. My time.
Noon sharp, right?
Noon sharp. Just like we do
okay.
8 sharp, we'll do 12 sharp. Okay, and shalom, shalom. Have a good
shalom,
morning.
Shalom.
Boker tov.